Getting working-aged Jamaicans into productive, gainful employment is a priority of the government. One of the sectors tapped to help accomplish this is the business process outsourcing BPO industry. So far, the industry has employed 22,000 persons with the potential to add thousands more. In fact, the government has set the ambitious target of getting 300,000 Jamaicans employed in the BPO industry over the next 5 years. How do they plan to accomplish this? One of the ways is through a recently signed agreement with American strategic advisory firm Avasant to seek out and sell clients on outsourcing their operations to Jamaica or send contracts to existing BPO firms. The agreement was signed between Avasant and Jampro, which continues to make the case for Jamaica as an ideal BPO destination.
Avasant is a global strategic advisory firm advising international firms on their ICT and outsourcing operations. So we thought that they would be the ideal ones to advise those firms to locate in Jamaica. What we expect to get out of this contract is a number of new leads, what we call in sales parlance leads, i.e. new potential contracts and new people that we can talk to and ultimately attract to Jamaica. So we expect to get new business for Jamaica out of this contract.
President of Jampro, Diane Edwards. Avasant will focus on securing more BPO contracts for Jamaica out of North America, the largest BPO market.
One of our advantages is what we call the nearshore advantage. Nearshore being nearshore to the U.S. and particularly the East Coast. And the outsourcing industry really operates globally, but most of the market is in the United States. There are some opportunities in India and the Philippines, and we have already attracted companies from both those places to locate in Jamaica.
Add to this our ability to speak English, the strength of our information technology, and the funds being spent by the government to create the framework for the industry, and Jamaica's suitability as a BPO destination is clear. You can't have a thriving industry without the staff to actually execute the work. And Ms. Edwards says plans are already in place to create a framework to train the BPO workforce.
We are working with HART and with other agencies to start a big, large-scale upskilling program for young people in this, potentially to work in this space.
As at February 2016, the building space available to the business process outsourcing sector was 800,000 square feet. Some 50,000 more square feet is to be added over the short to medium term.
We need to get more space on board that is high-level office space, properly kitted out with cubicles and fitted out, retrofitted for this industry. And that, we are very glad to say that the private sector has very much taken up this mantle, and we are seeing both government and private sector responding to this challenge. We expect that we will be able to meet any new challenges that come in terms of increased business. We feel that we have all the building blocks to really grow this industry rapidly, and we hope to exceed the targets that we have set ourselves.
Ms. Edwards has this response to the regular criticism that BPO only presents low-skill opportunities for workers.
Contact centers is only one tiny part of the entire spectrum of outsourcing operations. What we have now, what we are doing in Jamaica now, is we are doing a lot of finance and accounting work, and that could be collections, that could be claims processing. We're doing medical claims processing. We're doing insurance processing. We're doing tech support. We're doing HR. We're doing a range of functions. So there are some applications now that are requiring ACCA, so chartered accountant level skills.
President of Jampro, Diane Edwards. She says the government is determined to bring even more of these high-skilled opportunities to Jamaica. The government remains committed to maximizing Jamaica's potential in the business process outsourcing sector as part of efforts to create jobs, grow the economy, and enable a productive workforce.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.